How's everyone doing on this fine Tuesday night?
You're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah!
Woo!
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Trisha.
And this is Black Stripes or White Keys. Coming at you every Tuesday night at 9
Every Tuesday night at 9. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't hear you that well through this mic. Maybe the other one is better. Anyway.
Oh, maybe I should switch. I can hear myself a little.
You can hear yourself? Okay, great.
This mic maybe is just not as great.
We're always having mic troubles in
this. This is the one that does fall off the stand like all the time.
So. So anyway, today we are continuing last night's New York theme, or last week we had played that song by the Wombats, Moving to New York.
Yeah.
Today we started with Marching Bands of Manhattan by Death Cab for Cutie.
And then we're doing New York, I Love You.
But you're bringing me down.
Yeah, I don't think I know this song, but, you know.
I think I knew you put it on the playlist.
I know I did because it had New York in the name.
Well, it's LCD Sound System, and I like LCD Sound System.
Yeah,
for the
most
part,
they're pretty reliable.
For the most part, they're so hit or miss. There are some LCD Sound Systems that I like songs. LCD Sound System songs that I cannot bear to hear, and then there are other ones that just make me like jam out.
There's
just no in between. They slap.
They slap. Yes. Yeah, actually, some of the... I'm looking through the playlist right now, and we put just random songs in there, and then we kind of figure out an order while we're live here. But there's a couple songs on here that I added just because I thought their names were cool.
Oh, yeah?
So I don't really know if they're good or not.
That's fun. We can do exploration, too. Also,
maybe we should do that.
Because I don't think I've put much on here. I think it's mostly...
I think that maybe one show we should just
do
play
songs.
Some songs that we don't know and then comment after every song and be like, wow.
Remember the girl's name song? That was fun. Although, I mean, we did know those songs. But
yeah, we did know those songs.
But I think it would be fun to do some music reviewing live
on air. Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be cool.
Make everyone suffer through some crazy music.
Yeah, we just have to have someone else make the playlist for us. So
that's a good idea.
So we don't have bias.
Or like, you know, if you have any songs that you want us to play on air, I think you can... We have a Facebook page.
We don't really use it,
but if you, like, send us a message, we'll see it. Probably.
Cool. Black Stripes or White Keys.
Yeah.
Like it.
Cool. So I guess maybe time to play some LCD Sound System now then?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down.
But you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. You're safer, and you're wasting my time. Our records all show you were filthy but fine. But they shuttered your stores when you opened the doors to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime. New York, you're perfect, oh please don't change a thing. Your mild billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a king. And so the boring collect, I mean all disrespect. In the neighborhood bars I'd once dreamt I would drink. I love you, but you're freaking me out. There's a ton of the twist, but we're fresh out of shout. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a death of the heart. Jesus, where do I start? But you're still the one pool where I'd happily drown. And maybe you're right, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe you're right, maybe you're right.
to the game, and you say you can't break away, but I'm here with my hands on my heart. And our families can't agree, I'm your brother's sworn enemy, but he shouts out my love to the
time you miss me, by the time you miss me every day, I miss you every day. And I stay up all night to see if you'll write me a buzzing on my cell phone, a step outside the friend zone. If there are words you won't say, I will wait, that's okay. But if you think you might, I'll be there tonight. And I stay up every day, and I stay up all night to see if you'll write me a buzzing on my cell phone, a step outside the friend zone. If there are words you won't say, I will wait, that's okay. But if you think you might, I'll be there tonight.
Hey, you're listening to WMFO Medford. That was Jenny Was a Friend of Mine by The Killers. And before that, we played All Nighter by Bad Bad Hats and Choke by I Don't Know How But They Found Me and O Valencia by The Decemberists.
Yay.
That, I didn't mean to list all of them. I just couldn't stop.
You just, they were there.
Yeah, I saw them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think what we got next, guys, is a PSA. And here we go. Tufts University Art Gallery. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Eidichman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Ooh. Gotta get that art, people.
Yeah. You know, art is cool.
I wish I knew more about how to, like, analyze art, because I don't know enough. Like, when I go to, like, art galleries, I'm always, like, looking at it, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be looking for because I know nothing about art.
I mean, yeah. I mean, but, like, think about it as, like, music, you know? Music, movies. There's, like, you know, you see a shape and you're like, what does that shape do?
It's like your personal reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Art is very subjective.
Hmm.
It's not objective. It's subjective.
Nice. Thanks for the clarification.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like you see that red circle and you're like,
ooh,
red circle.
That's a red circle.
And like, what does that red circle do for you?
I don't know. It kind of scares me. If I just saw a red circle, I'm pretty sure my emotion would be like, ah, fear.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm... All right, man.
All right, Thanksgiving is coming up, folks.
Thanksgiving is in 2 days.
Turkey time.
Turkey time.
Time to hang out with your family and or friends. Eat some good food and celebrate all the times that America did terrible things.
Yeah. Well, don't you mean every day?
Yeah. Right. This is a nonpartisan radio station. Well, it's not partisan. It's just a... I meant like talking about things that America's done wrong. That's not a fact.
That's a fact.
That's just a fact. Your background's cute.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry, I just like glanced over at Kayla's phone background and it was her and Bae and I was like, oh, adorable.
Thank you.
Bae
is listening, so.
Oh, hi, Kayla's Bae. / I know your real name, but you know. Who is usually here? Hi, bro. Whose name I know.
Bro, whose name I know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's your band.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, bro, whose name I know. That sounds great. Let's start a band.
What is the band that we listened to recently? I don't know how, but where did...
Wait. Oh, the one you put on... I don't know how, but they found me in all capital letters.
So yours would be... I don't know... What is it? I don't know...
Bro...
What did we just say?
I don't know what we said.
See, I forgot already.
We're so bad at this.
I forget everything. I've been leaving stuff everywhere this week.
You always leave stuff everywhere.
I mean, yeah,
that's not just a this week thing.
But it's like a lot this week.
Mm.
It's like, oh, I finally got that thing back, but I forgot something else somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. It's all in places that I can get to.
Mm. That's
speaking of which, I left my water bottle here, so I'm going to go downstairs and get it.
Great. And speaking of family and Thanksgiving, I believe your family had a special request or something.
Yes, they do. But first, while we're on the topic of Thanksgiving, yeah. I just want to ask a question.
Huh?
So, have you seen wild turkeys before?
Oh my gosh, yes. In my hometown, there are wild turkeys roaming the road, stopping traffic. Like, yes. I was driving in my hometown and I like stopped in front of a red light and there's this turkey crossing the road and he got like, you know, I got like most of the way across the road, light turns green, I like go past the turkey, I look in my rearview mirror and the turkey has walked back across the crosswalk and is now stopping green light traffic because he's holding up all the cars and they're honking at him, as if that's gonna help. And he's just standing there like gobble gobble. gobble. Yeah, that's right.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why? To get to go...
To beat the turkey.
To beat the turkey. That's a good one.
Or why did the turkey cross the road?
Why? To beat the chicken? Because they're in a race?
Yeah. They're rivals.
Hmm.
So, okay, this is a conversation. Mm-hmm. So, like, chicken, we eat chicken all the time, right?
Yeah.
But it's real, like, we don't eat turkey all the time. Like, the only other acceptable time to eat turkey is, like deli, cold cut stuff.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, like, who wins, chicken or the turkey? Because turkey does have a holiday.
Well, I mean, the holiday also revolves around eating it.
Yeah.
So maybe I'd say the chicken wins in that, and during Thanksgiving, but other than that, the turkey wins because the turkey's alive like 95% of the year, except for Thanksgiving.
I mean, no, because like they're still eaten, but you know.
But chicken is eaten way more.
You're right.
Although turkeys are like larger birds, so they're faster, I would assume.
Not the wild turkeys.
Really?
Were your wild turkeys big?
They're big.
Oh man, I have a story. So I've never seen them other than this one occurrence. But one year at my old house, right next to us, our neighbor was like a ranch house. Mm-hmm. So there were these skinny little wild turkeys, and they were in a herd. And they were just like gobble gobble walking, right?
Yeah.
And they flew up on top of the house, mm-hmm. walked across the roof, and then went back down. But, you know, they could have just went around the house.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, they went on top of the house
and
then off the house.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, my God, what is happening?
They're adrenaline junkies.
Yeah. They were like, you know what? I'm not taking the easy way out.
They're like, you know what? Turkey parkour.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know what they're doing is they're just trying to exercise as much as possible, because if they're fat, they're going to get eaten. You know, no one wants mm-hmm. a skinny turkey.
No one wants a skinny turkey. That's true. That's true.
You know, so it was conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
Right before Thanksgiving, turkeys like to work out because they don't want to be fat, so they don't get killed
for their
Thanksgiving
flesh.
Table.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I like that.
Also, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
I like candied yams.
Really?
Very good, very sweet, very yam-like.
Well, they are.
They are yams. They're just good, you know? My mom and my grandma, like, put them on a huge pot and just, like, pour sugar into the pot, and then they stir it up, and it's like vegetables but covered in sugar, so you like think you're being healthy, but no, you're not, because you're just eating sugar. What about you?
Stuffing.
That's good. What kind of stuffing?
Many types of stuffing. My brother changes it up, so it's always interesting because it's never the same every year. So like I'm getting thrown like curveballs. But this year I think he's making a cornbread stuffing, and I'm all about that because I love cornbread, and I am excited.
That sounds good.
Yeah. But turkey is actually my least favorite part of the meal.
I agree. I think that's
a very common opinion, is that, you know, Thanksgiving is all about eating turkey, but like turkey's like
that's
everyone's like
part.
Least favorite part. It's all about the sides.
Yeah. Especially, you know? Like my sister and my brother-in-law are vegetarian, so they don't even eat the turkey. So there's that. And so
Yeah. Are they vegan too?
No, they're vegetarian.
Okay, cuz that would really suck, because you know, mashed potatoes, like, you know, you need that butter.
Yeah, mashed potatoes. They always bring like a healthy like vegetarian dish, and like the old hats of my family are like not about it.
They're like, what is
this? They're like, what is this? It's a bean dish. So, but I like it. It's fun.
No, we are very unhealthy on Thanksgiving. My brother does not play. There's gonna be like at least two desserts too.
So your brother is doing all the cooking?
Yeah, he loves cooking.
Way to go, Kayla's brother.
Yeah. You know, cool. It's gonna be good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that was our Thanksgiving discussion.
Yeah, I guess
we added a little conspiracy.
A little conspiracy. Should we do another conspiracy later?
Yeah, I want to mention that one funny thing I saw. Also, I found like it's not a conspiracy. It's just something that happened, I guess, today or something.
Okay.
It's I know that this isn't really this is not political. It's a fact. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That Trump said that the turkey that he was pardoning today, because you know how they pardon the turkey.
Yeah.
Was like hired by George Soros to spy on him. I don't know who George Soros is, so I looked him up, and he's like a philanthropist, like, but, and like rich person, but he, so like, you know, he donates money and stuff. But anyway, I don't really know anything about him. Maybe my parents know about
him. We can like look him up and then come back with some information.
Yeah, like what's his deal with Trump? Like, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of deals, like there's a lot going on.
There's a lot of deals with Trump.
Yeah.
Literally, yes. Literally. All right. So we'll be back soon. We're playing a live version of I'm in Love with My Car by Queen.
Yeah, this one is for you, Daddy-O.
I was going to repeat you, but then I was like, that's weird because he's not my dad. So
yeah, it's funny. Have you seen the Bohemian Rhapsody movie?
No, I haven't.
It's entertaining. Like, it's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. But, there's this one part where they're arguing about what song go on the album, mm-hmm. and the one guy's like, what about I'm in love with my car? And they're like, I'm in love with my car? That's so lame. And then my dad's like, oh, I love that song.
So, good, you know, good story. Yeah. Good story, bro.
So he's like, oh, can you play this? And I was like, yeah. So here it goes.
Cool. Nice. Cool. Nice. Cool. Nice.
Led away
Sorry. We were talking about something really weird, and then immediately the song ended, and then we had to go back to normal conversation. It was really just a jump.
Yeah. Sometimes it's wild up in WMFO.
Kayla, I really like that song that you put on here, Mouthful of Diamonds by Fantagram, played.
It was good. Danny and I were in the car, and the song came on, and like neither of us knew it, and we were like, it's good.
Fantagram.
Yeah, it's a good song. I like it.
Nice.
Maybe I'll listen to more of their music.
They have, like, When I'm Small. It's the one that's like... Okay, no, that wasn't helpful.
I don't know. I'll listen to it and let you know if I know it.
But it's time for...
Oh, wait.
Whoa. Okay,
now we can say it.
It's time for... Conspiracy Crackdown. I love you.
I finally remembered.
Amazing.
Okay, anyway, our conspiracies aren't really that great, but I have a feeling we can tie Thanksgiving into existing conspiracies that we're going to talk about. So basically, to go back to the little, like, pardoning thing, I guess he doesn't like George Soros because he donates to the Democratic Party, which is like, okay, whatever. That's over with. Let's go on to the next conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so on the New Yorker, they have this article called Conspiracy Theories for the Ultra Rational, and it's just paragraphs of different like scenarios that are like facts but they say in a conspiracy manner. But the last one does not give one single fudge. I don't know how else to articulate that but I can't use that word, so I said fudge. Anyway, the last one is just a fact, and it's really funny that it ends with just a fact. And the fact is, Coca-Cola executives don't actually care about your happiness. They're just trying to sell Coke. And it's like, you know, yeah, you're 100% right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're always like those Coke commercials where it's like, oh my God, we're all friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? I think we need to tie the turkeys into this.
I just want to say that, for the record, that is the most believable conspiracy theory
we've had
on the show. Yeah.
It is 1,000% because it's just a fact.
Yeah, it's just a fact.
Yeah, so I was thinking, how do we tie the turkeys into this fact and make it a conspiracy?
What, like,
Coke executives are the turkeys.
Coke executives are the turkeys?
Yeah, they're that group of wild turkeys I saw.
They always run in little groups.
Yeah, because they're like, I don't know, I can't think of a way to cleverly link this.
Them. And they're trying to sell more Coke around the holidays, because if they're turkeys, they don't want to be eaten. So there's
Is there any, like, Thanksgiving Coke commercials in the world? I'm looking this up.
Football is a thing at Thanksgiving, and they always have, during the commercials, I feel like there are a lot of Coca-Cola commercials and beer commercials that come on during the football breaks, if I'm remembering correctly. What is it with beer and football? Those two things go together so well. What if beer executives are the turkeys, and they're just trying to get us to buy beer instead of turkeys? I don't know, but we already would have bought the turkeys if they're advertising
on Thanksgiving.
Some
people put beer in turkeys.
Who are these people?
The beer can turkeys?
The beer can turkeys?
Yeah, like they put it in like the area that you stuff it.
Wow.
I feel like that's very rednecky.
Wow. Yeah, that is very rednecky. Wow.
I don't know. That's my conspiracy. Coca-Cola executives are turkeys.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it. I mean,
because they gobble it up.
I don't know. They want everyone to gobble up the soda. You know,
maybe if you drink so much Coke, you turn into a turkey.
Ooh, let's do an experiment with that.
Yeah, because that would give me heart disease.
Oh, sacrifice. You mean like diabetes?
Yeah, whatever. All of it.
All of it. They put so much sugar in Coca-Cola. But you know what I like about Coca-Cola is the caffeine, because it's one of those sodas that also has caffeine in it.
Yeah.
Do you like Pepsi or Coke better? That's a question.
Coke.
They're
similar, but I like Coke a little better.
Mm.
Like, not, like, significantly better, but a little better.
I like Pepsi just because I like the bottle better. It looks blue. It's like, whoa, blue.
Yeah. You know what it is, though? Do you ever, like, remember being a kid and being, like, going to fast food restaurants and they would be like, okay, and they're like, so, like, what do you want for your drink? And I'll be like, Coke. And they're like, we don't have Coke. We have Pepsi. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, yeah, it's fine. But in my head, I was like, the Coke's better.
In your head, you're like, it's not fine. I need the turkey people to give me their drinks.
Yeah.
Maybe
they invented Thanksgiving.
The Coca-Cola people.
Yeah.
But wasn't Coca-Cola around after Thanksgiving was around? I mean, I don't know.
When did Thanksgiving become a national holiday? Because I feel like it was, because Coke was invented in the 1800s.
Oh, that's earlier than I would have thought.
Yeah, it was actually I know the history of this because I read a book in high school called The History of the World in Six Glasses.
Mm.
So it talked about beverages and framed it in periods of, like, history.
Mm-hmm.
So the modern era was framed by Coke.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently Coke was something called, like, it was, like, I forgot the term for it, but basically, it's, like, in the 1800s, they used to have these advertisements for, like, fake medicine. Like, they said, oh, this is, like, it's gonna cure everything you have. Like, this thing is gonna cure what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of going to a doctor, you would just buy this treatment that they say is gonna cure things. So Coke was invented by this guy as one of these, like, these medicine things that were a total fad and, like, did not work. They were a gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to cure headaches and all that kind of stuff, but then actually people, like, obviously didn't get their symptoms weren't relieved, but they were like, oh my god, this tastes so good.
Mm-hmm.
So then it became Coke.
Oh.
I can't remember the term for these fake medicine things.
That's a conspiracy in and of itself.
Yeah, kinda.
I mean, of the time, that definitely would have been
but
a conspiracy.
But I'm pretty sure Coke predates Thanksgiving, because I feel like Thanksgiving was not made a holiday until, like, the 20s or something.
When I can believe that.
Was because, you know, nationalism.
Nationalism.
Yeah.
Nationalism is the
become
difficult
a
issue.
National holiday. Oh, 1863, never mind.
1863, So yeah. Kind of.
Okay, I think it might have been, I think, like, Coke was, like, the 1880s, I want to say.
You know, but they're pretty close in time, so that
1886.
You know, the fact that they're so close in time, that really lends itself to conspiracy.
Like 20 years.
I think, you know, that lends itself to conspiracy. The turkeys were coming up with Coke around the time that they were getting eaten.
Maybe.
Because they want someone to eat something else.
Maybe if I... Maybe if I, like, go into this thing...
I think...
Oh, wow.
I think it works. I see it. The turkey executives of Coca-Cola wanted people to drink Coca-Cola instead of eating turkey on Thanksgiving. It makes perfect sense. In my humble opinion.
Wait.
Hey, by the way, you're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5, Tufts Free Form
Radio.
Yeah,
I can't find it. There's just, like, a bunch of stuff about it, but I'm not reading this whole thing. I still have the book. I still have the book at home.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good book, actually.
Interesting. Sounds like it has a very
some
grand
other
scope.
Beverages were wine, and that was talking about, like, Greece and, like, the Renaissance and stuff.
Ooh.
Because it was, like, the European part, and then we also had, like, beer because, like, ancient civilizations, you know, like, barley, and, like, they would ferment that, and, like,
mm-hmm.
But also it was a cool book. So
mm-hmm.
Thanks Frau Schmidt for making me read that for AP World History.
Woo! Shout out. Sorry.
Yeah.
I just lost my voice there. Shout out. What's the most interesting book I read? Oh, that was the book I read for sociology, which I don't really know if that's radio appropriate, so I'll just leave it out. Even
okay.
Though it is an academic text, so technically it probably should be radio appropriate, but just gonna...
Does it have a spicy title?
Yeah, the spicy title is called American Hookup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's about college Bangle Wangle.
That's a term?
I'm making up stuff for radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
For my paper. Bangle wangle. For all the kids out there listening.
That's the new hot lingo.
It's the hot lingo, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what are we going to play for the last song?
For the last 3 minutes? I don't know. Do you have any preferences? I mean,
not particularly.
Nothing to
We should end
say.
Strong. You know, we're not... I mean, you know what's funny? I was like, we're not going to be here until after break. But like, yeah, of course we're not going to be here until after break because...
It'll just be next Tuesday anyway. Yeah. We're going to be here. We're going to be here next Tuesday and the Tuesday after that and the Tuesdays until you die.
Well, I mean, how many Tuesdays, really? We don't have many shows left.
Yeah, we're both going home for Christmas break. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I will be back early, but not early enough to, like, keep a show during the, you know? Yeah.
And I'll be in California soaking up the sun in December.
I want to soak up the sun. Yeah, that was gorgeous.
Well,
okay, next week, and then do we have radio on the 10th? Because classes end the 9th.
Oh, I don't know.
But finals aren't done until like the 19th or 20th.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Because I have 3 finals between the 12th and the 13th, but then I don't have one till the 19th.
Oh.
Tell me, French, why are you doing this to me? Although it's okay, because that is the one I actually want the most time to study for. But anyway, I'm like, are you serious right now? Last year, all my French exams were the first exam, not the last.
Not the last exam.
Yeah.
See, I don't think we have an exam in French, but like no one in my class is like really sure, and I feel like I should figure that out. Because I've already booked my flight, so we better not have an exam that I don't know about. But I couldn't find it on the syllabus. No one else can find it. I feel like we should just ask the professor, but that would be too easy.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Too much responsibility, to talk to people.
Yeah, to talk to those people.
Yeah, you're right.
Those people.
Oh,
wow,
man.
It's like already
9:59.
If you are the next DJs, you are welcome to come into the studio and just... Hop in on the
fun times.
Start spinning some tracks, but it looks like no one's here, so maybe we'll just turn automation on unless someone comes in.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess, yeah, because it's 9:59, so we have to skedaddle.
Yeah.
To do our various night things.
You know what? If anyone in WFO, MFO is listening and you have a show on Saturday and you are not going to be here, please give me your sub slot because I need those sub hours.
I saw like a 4 to
yeah,
5 a.m. one
but
today.
I'm not doing 4 to 5 a.m. Are you kidding me?
Oh, you ask, girl.
I know. And by that, I mean people with reasonable times.
Reasonable time. I think 4 to 5 a.m. is a perfect
Or Sunday. You can do Sunday,
Sunday.
Too. Yeah.